The Senate's unanimous vote in favor of the mental health bill comes after six patients died in Milwaukee County's mental health system in 2012, and after a decade that saw the state cite the county nearly 200 times for violations of patient safety. Wauwatosa Republican Senator Leah Vuk-Mears' proposal would hand control over the system to a board that's mostly appointed by the governor, composed of medical professionals and family members.
This bill, through the creation of the Milwaukee County Mental Health Board, comprised of experts in mental health, will finally bring Milwaukee County in line with other counties and their approach to dealing with individuals with mental illness and give relief to not only the patients but their families.
The bill would also require a state audit of the Milwaukee County mental health complex. GOP senators delayed debate on several other bills until later in the day, including one that would restrict polling hours for in-person absentee voting to between 7 a.m. and 8 p.m. Democratic Minority Leader Chris Larson told the GOP that would make it hard for some people to vote.
It is cutting off people from voting, working class people who have jobs, who work for a living, and who may have trouble trying to get to the polls between 7 a.m. and 8 p.m. to vote.
Also delayed until later tonight are bills that would restrict asbestos lawsuits and allow for more lobbyist donations. Only weeks remain in the legislative session before lawmakers hit the campaign trail for the rest of the year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.